Hey everyone, welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're going to be, well, you sent over some really interesting stuff about AI personas.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of a wild concept when you think about it, right? Like creating virtual versions of your customers.
Pretty futuristic.
Yeah, and actually being able to like talk to them, get feedback, brainstorm ideas, even run like virtual focus groups.
Yeah, total game changer in terms of understanding your audience, for
Oh,
sure.
absolutely. One of the blog posts you sent over really dug into the whole process of actually creating these personas. They use this example of Sandra, the tech-savvy entrepreneur,
Okay.
as a kind of case study. And they even include a link to her ChatGPT persona so you can actually chat with her yourself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But I think before we jump into Sandra and all that, maybe we should take a step back
Yeah,
and just
sure.
kind of like define what we're even talking about when we say AI persona. Like, what does it actually mean?
Yeah, so basically an AI persona is like a digital representation of a specific customer segment, you know. It's like a detailed profile that goes way beyond just basic demographics.
Yeah.
It gets into their motivations, their pain points, you know, their values, even personality quirks. You know, you really try to flesh them out.
So it's like creating a super realistic avatar almost.
Exactly, like embodies your ideal customer.
Yeah.
And the real power comes in when you use AI to actually bring them to life.
Right.
So it's not just a static profile on a piece of paper, right? You can actually interact with them conversationally.
Okay, now that is where things start to get really interesting.
Right.
The blog post mentioned this platform called Crew AI
Okay.
that lets you like simulate focus groups with multiple AI personas. So it's like
Yeah.
having a room full of your ideal customers ready to like debate your latest product idea or whatever.
Powerful stuff.
Oh yeah, for sure. And they give this really specific example using this platform called MyStacks.
Maystacks.
Yeah, which is an intelligent automation development platform. And they were trying to figure out the best way to model different stages of business development within their platform.
So how to represent that, you know, within the system.
Yeah, exactly. Like, should they model each stage separately? Should they take like a more comprehensive approach that includes everything? Or is there some kind of middle ground, you know?
Makes sense.
A tough question. Yeah, totally. And so to kind of test out these different approaches, they created this virtual focus group using Crew AI, and this is where those AI personas come in.
Okay, so they brought in.
Yeah, they introduced Alex, the business analyst,
Right?
and Taylor, the project manager.
Okay, I see. So they got different perspectives there.
Exactly, each with their own like unique take on this whole MyStacks dilemma.
So Alex and Taylor facing off in the virtual arena.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm curious, like, what were their main points of disagreement? You know, like, where did they butt heads?
Well, Alex being the business analyst, you know, he
Yeah.
was all about that comprehensive approach. He was arguing that each stage should be modeled in like meticulous detail.
I can just picture him like with his spreadsheets and flow charts, like really wanting to capture every single variable.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Taylor, the project manager, she was more focused on like clarity and manageability, you know.
Right.
She preferred separating the stages to prevent things from becoming like too complex and overwhelming.
Yeah, it's that classic battle between like the detail-oriented analyst and the big picture project manager.
Classic.
Yeah, totally. And so they just argued forever and never came to a resolution.
Well, actually, that's what's so remarkable about this whole thing, is that the AI focus group, despite their initial disagreement, they actually came to a consensus.
Really?
Yeah, they found a solution that incorporated like the best of both worlds, you know?
So they had their cake and ate it too.
Yeah, they opted for a hybrid approach, basically, that balanced those comprehensive insights with a clear, manageable structure.
Oh, wow. That's actually pretty impressive.
It really speaks to the potential of AI personas to, you know,
Yeah.
not just reflect our own assumptions, but to like actually help us think outside the box
Right.
and discover new possibilities.
Okay, so now I'm really curious about this Sandra persona they were talking about.
Yeah.
She's the tech-savvy entrepreneur, right?
That's right.
The blog post goes into a lot of detail about her describing like her key characteristics, you know, her skills, the challenges she faces, even her personality traits.
Yeah, they wanted to create like a truly realistic representation of their target audience.
Okay, so not just like a cardboard cutout?
No, no, someone who would actually provide valuable feedback.
Yeah, like what kind of information did they use to even build her persona, you know?
Right.
Was it all just like pulled out of thin air or?
Not at all.
Hmm.
They drew on a ton of stuff like market research, customer data.
Right.
They even did interviews with like real entrepreneurs who fit Sandra's profile.
Oh, wow. So they really did their homework.
They wanted to make sure that her persona was like grounded in reality.
Uh-huh.
And actually reflected the needs and desires of their target audience.
So they basically gave her like a backstory, a set of motivations, and even like a personality.
Exactly. They wanted to make her feel like a real person.
Mm.
Someone you could have a genuine conversation with.
Okay, so I'm picturing her as like a real go-getter, you know, always hustling, maybe a little impatient.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But also like super creative and driven.
You're spot on. They even mentioned that she values automation and efficiency.
Yeah.
But struggles to balance her work life and personal life.
Okay, so she's a complex individual.
For sure.
With her own set of strengths and weaknesses, just like a real person.
Exactly. And that's what makes her such a valuable tool for understanding their target audience.
Right, because they can put themselves in her shoes.
Exactly. See the world through her eyes and anticipate how she might react to their product.
That's powerful stuff.
Yeah.
But before we get too carried away here.
Sure.
I want to know how they actually brought Sandra to life. Like they used ChatGPT, right?
They did.
Okay, so walk me through that. Like how did that work?
So they took all of Sandra's characteristics, right? Like her background, her goals, even her personality quirks.
Yeah.
And they fed all of that into ChatGPT.
Okay, so they basically gave ChatGPT like a super detailed bio of Sandra.
Yeah, essentially they crafted this really detailed prompt that gave ChatGPT all the information it needed to create a believable and consistent AI version of Sandra.
That makes sense. You can't just expect ChatGPT to like magically conjure up a fully formed persona out of thin air, right?
No, you need to give it that context.
Yeah.
That initial spark of information.
Okay, and did they also give ChatGPT any information about MyStacks itself?
Oh, yeah, they did.
Like, so that Sandra would actually...
They provided some basic information about the platform so that her responses would be relevant to the context of their business.
Okay, so they've built this incredibly detailed persona of Sandra.
Right.
They've primed her with knowledge about MyStacks. No, what? Like, how do they actually have conversations with her and get those insights?
Well, ChatGPT is a conversational AI.
Right.
So once that persona is set up, you can interact with it just like you would with a real person. Asking questions, getting feedback, exploring different ideas.
I bet it's fascinating to see how an AI persona like Sandra would react to different scenarios or product ideas.
It really is.
Yeah.
And the blog post mentions that they even use ChatGPT to like simulate different communication styles.
Oh, wow.
Like, for example, they can ask Sandra to respond as though she's sending a quick text message
or
writing a formal email.
Okay, so they can really fine-tune her voice.
Exactly. It adds another layer of realism to the whole interaction.
Right.
And helps them understand how Sandra might communicate in different situations.
So it gives them a more well-rounded understanding of how their target audience might perceive their product.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about Sandra and ChatGPT. But let's circle back to Crew AI and those virtual focus groups. Like, how does that process actually work?
Okay, so imagine like a virtual conference room where you can gather multiple AI personas like Sandra, Alex, and Taylor and have them engage in like a guided discussion.
So it's basically like a digital version of those traditional focus groups.
Precisely.
But with AI-powered participants.
Yeah, and the beauty of it is you can create like a really diverse group of personas representing different segments of your target audience and see how they interact with each other and with your product ideas.
That's such a powerful way to test your assumptions and identify like potential blind spots.
Totally.
Did they mention how they facilitated those virtual focus groups? Like, did they have a human moderator or was it all AI driven?
That's where it gets even more interesting.
Okay.
They actually used an AI facilitator within Crew AI to guide the discussions.
Wait, so the moderator was an AI too?
Yeah.
That seems almost too futuristic.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But it highlights how sophisticated these AI tools are becoming.
Yeah.
You know, they can handle many of the tasks that we typically associate with human intelligence and interaction.
So you can basically just sit back, relax, and watch these AI personas debate your ideas.
Yeah.
While the AI facilitator keeps everything running smoothly.
Exactly. It's like having a front row seat to a focus group. without any of the logistical headaches or costs associated with traditional methods.
Okay, but I can imagine some people might be a bit skeptical about this whole AI-powered focus group thing. Like, is it really as reliable as getting feedback from real people?
That's a valid point.
Yeah.
And it's important to remember that AI personas are tools, not replacements for real human insights.
Right.
They can provide valuable data and perspectives, but it's crucial to validate those findings with real-world feedback as well.
So it's not about choosing one or the other.
Exactly.
But rather using both AI and human insights in a complementary way.
Absolutely. AI personas can help you get quick, diverse feedback early in the process.
Yeah.
Which can then be refined and validated through real-world testing and interactions.
Makes a lot of sense. It's like using AI to get a head start.
Right.
And then leveraging human intelligence to fine-tune your approach.
That's it, combining the best of both worlds.
Yeah, to gain a deeper understanding of your target audience and create products and services that truly resonate with them.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've seen how AI personas can be used for everything from individual conversations to complex virtual folk in groups.
Oh, yeah.
But how can we, the listeners, actually start incorporating these tools into our own work?
Yeah.
It all seems a bit overwhelming.
It doesn't have to be.
Okay.
The first step is to just identify your ideal customer profiles. You know, who are you trying to reach?
Right.
What are their needs, desires, and pain points?
That's a good reminder to start with the basics, you know.
Yeah.
Don't get lost in the AI hype before understanding who you're trying to connect with.
Right. And once you have a clear picture of your target audience,
you
can start exploring different AI platforms. ChatGPT is a great place to start, especially if you're just experimenting with conversational AI and persona creation.
Right. And for those who are ready to dive into the world of virtual focus groups, they can check out platforms like Crew AI, which offer more advanced features for simulating those interactions.
Exactly. And remember, it's an iterative process. As you gather more data and insights, both from your AI personas and from real world interactions, you can continue to refine your approach and create even more effective customer experiences.
This has been an eye-opening conversation so far.
It has.
I think we've covered a lot of ground from the basics of AI persona creation to the complexities of virtual focus groups.
It's a fascinating field.
Oh, yeah. And we've seen how these tools can be used to gain deeper insights into customer behavior test ideas in a safe and controlled environment.
Right.
And ultimately create products and services that better meet the needs of our target audience. But we've also acknowledged the importance of using AI responsibly and ethically.
Of course.
Ensuring that these tools are used to augment human intelligence, not replace it.
Couldn't agree more.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling inspired to start experimenting with AI personas myself.
Me too. It's an exciting time to be exploring the intersection of AI and customer experience.
Yeah. Who knows what amazing discoveries await us, right?
Exactly.
You know, as we've been talking about all this,
one
thing that's really struck me is the emphasis on user feedback throughout these materials. Even with all of these sophisticated AI tools, real-world input is still absolutely essential.
You can't overstate that. You know,
right?
You can have the most impressive AI persona in the world, but it's meaningless if it doesn't reflect the actual needs and behaviors of your target audience.
Exactly. So one of the articles specifically mentioned the importance of regularly updating your AI personas based on what you learn from real customers.
Right. It's not a set it and forget it kind of thing. It's a continuous feedback loop. You know, you use the AI personas to gather initial insights, then you test those insights in the real world and use the feedback to refine your personas and so on.
It's like a constant dance between the digital world and the physical world.
I like that.
Yeah.
Each informing and enriching the other.
And I think it highlights the importance of approaching AI with a sense of humility, you know?
For sure.
It's a powerful tool, but it's not a magic bullet. We still need human intelligence and intuition.
Yeah. To interpret the data and make informed decisions.
Speaking of limitations, are there any potential pitfalls or ethical considerations that we should be aware of when working with AI personas?
One thing to keep in mind is that AI is only as good as the data it's trained on. You know,
right.
If your data is incomplete or biased, your AI personas will reflect those limitations.
Garbage in, garbage out, as they say.
Exactly. So it's incredibly important to ensure the quality and diversity of your data sources.
And I imagine there's also a risk of becoming overly reliant on AI personas to the point where you neglect real-world feedback altogether.
That's a valid concern, for sure.
Yeah.
It's important to remember that AI personas are tools, not replacements for traditional research methods.
Right.
They should complement, not replace, real human interaction.
It's all about striking that balance, right? Using AI to enhance our understanding.
Right.
But always grounding our decisions in real-world insights.
Exactly. Another potential pitfall is the tendency to anthropomorphize AI personas. You know, we give them names, we create backstories,
yeah.
and we have these engaging conversations with them.
Right. It's easy to forget that they're ultimately just algorithms.
Exactly.
We need to maintain that healthy sense of perspective
yeah.
and avoid attributing human-like qualities or consciousness to these digital entities.
It's about staying grounded and remembering that the ultimate goal is to use these insights to improve real-world products and services,
right.
to solve real-world problems and to make people's lives better.
Well said. I think this has been an incredibly insightful deep dive into the world of AI personas.
It has.
We've explored their potential, their limitations, and their practical applications and everything from customer research to product development.
It's fascinating to see how this technology is evolving and how it's opening up new possibilities for understanding and connecting with our target audiences.
I hope this deep dive has given you, the listener, a solid foundation for exploring the world of AI personas.
I hope so, too.
And for considering how these tools can be integrated into your own work.
It's an exciting space to be in right now.
Oh, yeah. As with any new technology, it's important to approach it with a sense of curiosity.
For sure.
A critical eye and a commitment to using it responsibly and ethically.
Absolutely.
That's a great note to end on. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, and until next time, keep exploring.
See you next time.
So they took all of Sandra's characteristics, like her background and goals, and even like her personality quirks, and just fed it all into ChatGPT.
Exactly. They basically crafted this super detailed prompt that gave ChatGPT all the information it needed
okay.
to create like a believable and consistent AI version of Sandra.
That makes sense. You can't just expect ChatGPT to like magically come up with this fully formed persona without any guidance, right?
Yeah, it needs that context, that initial spark to get going.
Okay. And did they also give ChatGPT any information about MyStux itself?
Oh, yeah, for sure. They provided some basic info about the platform so that Sandra's responses would be relevant. You know.
Okay, so they've built this incredibly detailed persona of Sandra.
Right.
They've primed her with all this knowledge about MyStux. What happens next? Like, how do they actually have these conversations with her?
Well, ChatGPT is a conversational AI. So
okay.
once the persona is set up, you can interact with it just like you would with a real person.
Hmm.
Asking questions, getting feedback, all that.
I think it's fascinating to see how an AI persona would react to different scenarios or product ideas.
It really is. And they even mention that they use ChatGPT to simulate different communication styles.
Wow.
Like they can ask Sandra to respond as if she was sending a quick text
hmm.
or writing a formal email.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it adds another layer of realism to the whole thing.
Right.
And helps them understand how she might communicate in different situations.
It gives them a more well-rounded understanding of how their target audience might perceive their product.
For sure.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about Sandra and ChatGPT.
We have.
But let's circle back to Crew AI and those virtual focus groups. Like, how does that process actually work?
Well, imagine like a virtual conference room.
Okay.
Where you can gather multiple AI personas like Sandra, Alex, and Taylor.
Right.
And they have this guided discussion.
So it's like a digital version of those traditional focus groups.
Precisely.
But with AI-powered participants.
And the beauty of it is you can create a really diverse group of personas.
Right.
You know, representing good. Different segments of your target audience yeah. and see how they interact with each other and with your product ideas.
That's a really powerful way to test assumptions and identify potential blind spots.
Totally.
Did they mention how they facilitated those virtual focus groups?
Like, no.
Did they have a human moderator or was it all AI driven?
There it gets even more interesting. They actually used an AI facilitator within Crew AI.
Mm.
To guide the discussions and keep things on track.
Wait, so the moderator was an AI too?
It was.
That's wild.
It really highlights how sophisticated these AI tools are becoming.
Mm,
you know?
Right.
They can handle a lot of the tasks that we typically associate with human intelligence.
So you're basically just sitting back and watching these AI personas debate your ideas.
And the AI facilitator keeps everything running smoothly.
That's pretty amazing, I have to admit.
It is.
But I imagine some people might be a bit skeptical about this whole AI-powered focus group thing.
Uh-huh.
Like, is it really as reliable as getting feedback from real people?
That's a good point. And it's important to remember that AI personas are tools, not replacements for real human insights.
Right.
They can provide valuable data and perspectives, but it's crucial to validate those findings with real-world feedback.
So it's not about choosing one or the other.
Right.
It's about using both AI and human insights together.
Absolutely. AI personas can help you get quick, diverse feedback early in the process, which can then be refined and validated through real-world testing.
Makes sense. It's like using AI to get a head start.
Exactly.
And then leveraging human intelligence to fine-tune your approach.
Combining the best of both worlds to gain a deeper understanding of your audience and create products that truly resonate.
Okay, so we've seen how AI personas can be used for everything from individual conversations to these complex virtual focus groups.
We have.
But how can our listeners actually start incorporating these tools into their own work? It all seems a bit overwhelming.
It doesn't have to be. The first step is to just identify your ideal customer profiles. Who are you trying to reach? What are their needs and pain points?
That's a good reminder to start with the basics.
Yeah, and once you have a clear picture of your target audience, you can start exploring different AI platforms.
Mm-hmm.
ChatGPT is a great place to start, especially if you're just experimenting with conversational AI and persona creation.
Right, and for those who are ready to dive into the world of virtual focus groups, they can check out platforms like Crew AI, which offer more advanced features.
And remember, it's an iterative process. You know, as you gather more data and insights, both from your AI personas and from real world interactions, you can continue to refine your approach.
This has been an eye-opening conversation.
It has been.
I think we've covered a lot of ground from the basics of AI persona creation to the complexities of virtual focus groups.
It's a fascinating field.
We've seen how these tools can be used to gain deeper insights into customer behavior test ideas in a safe environment and ultimately create products and services that better meet the needs of our target audience.
For sure.
But we've also acknowledged the importance of using AI responsibly and ethically, you know?
Of course.
Ensuring that these tools are used to augment human intelligence, not replace it.
Couldn't agree more.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling inspired to start experimenting with AI personas myself.
Me too. It's an exciting time to be working in this field.
Yeah, who knows what amazing discoveries await us.
Exactly.
It's amazing how much emphasis they put on user feedback in all these articles.
Yeah, it's crucial.
Like, even with all these fancy AI tools, real-world input is still so important.
Oh, absolutely. You can't just rely on the AI alone.
One of the articles specifically talked about how important it is to regularly update your AI personas based on what you're learning from actual customers.
Right. It's not a one-time thing.
It's like a constant back and forth.
Exactly. A continuous feedback loop.
Yeah, you use the AI to get some initial insights, and then you test those insights in the real world. Get feedback, and then refine the personas and so on.
It's like a dance between the digital and the physical.
That's a great way to put it.
Each one informing and enriching the other.
And it kind of reminds you to approach AI with a bit of humility, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
It's a powerful tool, but it's not a magic solution.
Right.
We still need human intelligence and intuition to make sense of it all.
To interpret the data and make the right decisions.
Speaking of limitations, are there any potential pitfalls or ethical considerations we should be aware of when using these AI personas?
Well, one thing to remember is that AI is only as good as the data it's trained on.
Right.
So if your data is incomplete or biased, that's going to be reflected in your AI personas.
Garbage in, garbage out.
Exactly. So you really have to make sure you're using high quality, diverse data sources.
And I imagine there's also a risk of becoming too reliant on these AI personas to the point where you start neglecting real world feedback altogether.
That's definitely a valid concern.
Yeah.
It's important to remember these personas are tools, not replacements for traditional research methods.
So they should complement, not replace, real human interaction.
Exactly. It's about finding that balance.
Yeah.
Using AI to enhance our understanding.
Right.
But always grounding our decisions in real-world insights.
Another thing that comes to mind is the tendency to kind of anthropomorphize AI personas.
Yeah. That's a tricky one.
We give them names and backstories. We have these in-depth conversations with them.
It's easy to forget. They're just algorithms at the end of the day.
We have to remember to keep things in perspective, you know?
For sure.
Avoid attributing human-like qualities to these digital entities.
It's about staying grounded, remembering that the ultimate goal is to use these insights to improve things in the real world.
Right, to make people's lives better.
Exactly.
Well, this has been a fascinating deep dive into the world of AI personas.
It really has.
We've explored their potential, their limitations, and how they can be used in everything from customer research to product development.
It's amazing to see how this technology is evolving and opening up new possibilities.
I hope this deep dive has given you, the listener, a better understanding of AI personas.
Me too.
And maybe even inspired you to explore how these tools could be integrated into your own work.
It's an exciting field with so much potential.
Like with any new technology, it's important to approach it with curiosity and a critical eye and a commitment to using it responsibly and ethically.
Couldn't agree more.
That's a great point to wrap things up on. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Thanks for having me.
And until next time, keep exploring.